Yo, what is good? What is good? So I'm recording this Thursday, March 28th, directly after the Illinois game, after all of March Madness is done for today on Thursday, because I wanted to get this done because this week's complimentary pieces is about Jared McCain, and he is playing tomorrow. So I wanted to let people have a chance to listen to this while watching Jared McCain. He is 6'3" and honestly, hopefully taller, because if he's a little bit taller, it really increases his viability to be on the court with other smaller players, and having too many small players, like we've seen with the Portland Trail Blazers of the past, isn't always the best solution for today's lineup construction, where it's like six, seven guys all across the board. It creates mismatches that can be difficult to change. So hopefully he's taller than 6'3". But even if he is 6'3", he's still a pretty awesome prospect. He's a freshman at Duke University. He's 195 pounds. We don't know his wingspan currently, and his potential role in the NBA, I would consider to be an off-ball slash combo guard. And on my personal board, you have Reed Sheppard, Jacoby Walder, who we've already done a podcast on the main feed of this podcast. If you check it out on holybackboard.com, we did one. It was Dustin and myself, Devin Carter, and we've done that on this complimentary pieces segment. And I feel like they're all in similar tiers of, viability. It could be one team values Reed Sheppard more and will take him higher, or it could be Jacoby, Devin, or Jared McCain. It's really whatever you need with these combo guards. And because of the combo guards in this draft being so plentiful, a lot of them are going to get an opportunity that they wouldn't have otherwise. And I think Jared McCain, regardless of draft class, is worthy of consideration. It really is a great day in sports, and honestly, in sports betting, I've been killing it in March Madness, and March Madness just finished. Opening day just finished. Just watched the Red Sox beat the Seattle Mariners. NBA and NHL seasons are still going, and I believe golf is happening. So there's a lot of sports that people can bet on. Get yourself the best information to make informed and profitable decisions on Oddshopper. It gives you information for positive EV bets, and that refers to a bet that is expected to yield profit over the long term. So if you make these good bets, it's going to be more beneficial for you in the long term. I've been using Stochastic, which is the main product line, which is for DFS. It's yielded me my best results in years. And with Oddshopper being for prop-based gambling and sports betting, I've been doing really well on that tool. I've been a humongous fan of Stochastic in the past. I've been calling them Awesomo for years because that's what the original company was called. If you want the best possible information on all of these sports that are happening, Stochastic and Oddshopper is the way to go. And that is my one ad for this podcast. Let's get back to Jerick McCain, which is the reason why you're listening. He was rated by ESPN as a five-star, 10th player nationally, number two shooting guard, and the number one player from the state of California. And we know that place, that state, gives a lot of really good basketball talent. I think the number one thing you talk about with Jared McCain's is how great of a shooter he is. I think that is the one thing you look at. You see Jared McCain spotting up and shooting threes, and he's one of those talented shooters. So let's get into it. He's an exceptional shooter with a really quick release. He can move off ball to generate space and make it a much easier pass to him, and he has NBA range. I've seen him in a game against Florida State where he was shooting it from the logo. So you know how Chris Murray sometimes struggles with his shot because he took a lot of shorter threes. The college three is shorter than the NBA three. Well, with Jared McCain, you really don't have to really worry about that because he's taking stuff from NBA range and past NBA range. So the switch from the college three to the NBA three really won't be as big of a deal to him as it is to other prospects that hug the three-point line. So his relocation skills are really awesome. He's finding open spaces, and that makes it a lot easier for guards to find him, or in the Duke scheme, Filipowski to find him on movement threes, on off-ball movement, just to get him an easy shot. And since we're talking about catching shooting so much, I've noticed that his shot mechanics are really special. If they pass him the ball, he doesn't bring the ball down. It keeps it in the position that he catches it and is able to shoot it much quicker than other players. Some dudes bring the ball up and start their release. With Jerick McCain, he stays in, he catches it, and it stays up. So that speeds up the shot and how fast it goes, because the less movement in his shot, and it allows him to get off a more open shot compared to other guys that don't have the form that he has. Like Desmond Bane and AJ Griffin, two shooting guards that I really loved in previous classes, had all of these shortcomings with their shot, and they had to take more difficult shots because of their mechanics with their shot. With Jerick McCain, it's really just a fluid movement into a shot, and that's special. When you have a guy that has just perfect mechanics and knows when and where to use it to get an open shot, it means that he's getting a test a lot less than other players that have Kent Bazemore-esque, you know, deficiencies in their shot mechanics. Another thing that he does is really move well in transition. A lot of NBA players kind of go directly to the paint, where Jerick McCain will just float into an open space, get ready to shoot it, and if he gets the ball, it's going in. He has shown really a impressive skill as a shot maker as well as a shooter. A lot of people don't have the same, like, they could be a really good scorer and shot creator, but they might not be the best shooter. He can do both, and his touch is really exceptional, and he has some go-to moves to generate space. Space generation, when you're a shooter, is really important. He has these step backs with really long legs where he can generate space. So they're thinking that he's driving, and he takes a step back and is suddenly behind the three and shoots it in their eye. Those steps, he can get that generated space. And when he decides to drive, instead of putting him in that step back, he can use that and dribble into the paint and try and use his really nice touch as a finisher. He has amazing touch as a basketball player. Offensively, he isn't the most athletic. He isn't the most athletic, but he makes up for what he's doing because he is very intelligent and has a lot of feel to the game. And he's really strong, so he's going to do a lot of bumps, and he'll jump into the defender to give him that space. So as a driver, if he can utilize all that strength for those crafty moves, I think it'll be good. Defensively, I think he also has that intelligence where he can make his mark on the game. He's not going to be one of those, you know, Herb Jones lock you up, but what he can do in the help side defense and in team defense, he's not going to be attacked like some players will be. He's going to be a net neutral defender, or he could be potentially better because he's strong and has really good instincts. His help side defense is really impressive for how small he potentially is. So having a guy that is strong, can use his body to force players in a certain direction, but smart and can make up for it. I mean, Blazers defense is it needs a lot of pieces. He's not going to be the end all be all to it, but I think that he can help make the defense be a little bit better. And it's about building trust and having players that you can trust. I trust that Jerick McCain can make stops for your team, and he can get into the passing lanes and rotates well defensively. We're not talking about an elite guy, but the fact that his shooting is so elite and the way that he can get his shot off is so elite and different than a normal player is pretty impressive, man. I'm really impressed by his shooting. If only he was 6'6", a lot of things would be a lot easier for him, but unfortunately, he's going to be one of those smaller guards in this draft class. So let's go to the cons of his game, where I'm looking at him right now and I see people say that he has playmaking potential. And I don't know if I believe in that, because when pressure happens, and you see it with like Baba Miller at Florida State or some of the other defenders that he's gone against in his college career, if they pressure him, he doesn't really have the athleticism to go around them. He's going to try and do the body bumps, the craft dribbles, the step backs to get away from him. But if it's a physical defender, it might not happen, because he doesn't have the greatest burst and he doesn't have a quick first step. So if he doesn't win with strength, I don't see how you can be a lead playmaker when you can't get by players without a screen. And as a dribbler, he's really upright. Like we talked about Nikola Topic, he's upright as a dribbler. If you get that bend, you can go around players easier. So there's times, I believe in the Florida State game, he was getting past players by, you know, bending his body and getting lower and beating players to that angle. But in reality, it doesn't happen nearly enough. Now, I've seen it happen, so I know he has the ability, but right now when Duke is, you know, playing in March Madness, you're not really thinking about him getting those playmaking reps, because there's three other guards on that team. And because he's such an incredible shooter and off-ball mover, he's not being put in that position. So he's not getting the reps that, you know, if he went to a different college, he would be getting those reps, because he would be, you know, a higher rated player. I mean, he still is a five star, but you're playing for Duke and you have Flip getting so much usage as well. So I haven't seen it as a dribbler and as a playmaker enough, especially when handling pressure. But we've seen players that have had issues handling that aggressive defensive pressure, like Tyler Hero, for an instance. Yeah, he was really bad at handling that initial defensive pressure at the start of his career, but now he's like a 20% usage player. And when Jimmy Butler's out of the lineup, it's even more. So right now, it might not be impressive as a dribbler against defensive pressure, but it could be. We just don't know. But I would not classify him as a natural point guard, because of the defensive pressure. He doesn't see some of the very easy reads that Duke has allowed, like, you know, a pick and roll where Filipowski is open. He doesn't get the ball because of the vision might not be as good as it is, especially with pressure. Now, he does have craft in his handle. I talked about the step backs and some of those dribble bumps to get that space. But again, with pressure, I don't see it nearly enough. And when he drives, I've seen it where he might take too many steps in the drive or not enough. I do like him foul baiting some of those plays. When players get up, he'll go into him and draw the foul. But I feel like he doesn't make it easy enough for himself when he gets into the paint to score, because there's not enough reps for him to really rep it out. So when I see people say he could be a point guard, it makes me think maybe. But I think when you're slotting him in on your lineup card or putting him in your lineup, you're not thinking of him as a lead ball handler. You're thinking of him as potentially a second side creator, but you're really thinking about that elite shooting that Jared McCain has. Now, let's talk about his fit for the Portland Trailblazers, since all of this stuff is under a Blazers thought process, since the Holy Backboard is dedicated to the Blazers. I'm on the Holy Backboard podcast page with these missing pieces. So let's imagine the fit with the Portland Trailblazers. I think if he ends up being taller, like he's 6'3", but if there's potential of the combine, seeing what his actual size is. And I think this is the case for a lot of people. If he's smaller than he's what's projected, it's not as good. And if he's taller, because of all the other short guards, it is more of a diversifying factor in putting trust in him in a relatively high draft pick, because I see him, someplace between 7 and 15 on a lot of draft boards. So people are really seeing what he can do and appreciate the shooting and the touch and the movement abilities. All of that stuff is wonderful. But if it's in a 6'4", 6'5" body, it makes it so much easier to picture him with your other skill players and your starting lineup. He's a really nice connective piece. But if he can be a 6'4" connective piece, it's much better than a 6'2" connective piece. But because of his shooting, his base shooting, he is a really nice, in theory, player on this team, because he's going to help Scoot Henderson get more space. He's going to help Shaedon Sharpe get more space. All of the things that the Blazers have issue with is a lack of spacing. Having a guy that is a knockdown shooter and can move into places to make passes easier, it's a really positive thing. I just got a text message from Ryan Buchanan, who's a very good follow in Blazers media, and he does a lot of draft stuff as well. But I think his fit with the team is really nice because of his shooting. Now, if he adds a play, secondary playmaking, that's great. And Blazers need more educated and high IQ players with great feel. So that would be awesome. But I think he could be a really nice connective piece. I just don't know how fans are going to feel about another 6'3 guard, another 6'3 guard. And yeah, we've had success on it. But I think that Jared McCain is different than Dame, Anthony, and Scoot, because initially, he isn't going to be demanding the ball. He's going to be stretching the floor and shooting. And then because he's strong and can play defense, he could fit. But it isn't as easy of a fit as you would think with like a Dalton Connect, who's 6'6 and plays taller. Yeah, Jared McCain's younger and might be a better shooter, but Dalton Connect has a 6'6 frame, which with the NBA going into size and versatility, those 6'3 guards, it's going to be harder and harder to fit. If we're going to comp them out, I thought of lists. So he's a shorter Luke Kennard. He's a shorter Gary Trent Jr. He's a shorter AJ Griffin. He's also very similar size, and what he does on the court is very similar to Blazers legend Seth Curry. He has all of these skill sets that Duke players and Duke the school itself covets. So when you're comping out what he is in those lower end tiers and most likely tiers, you're looking at a lot of Duke players, former Duke players. But I think a player that could be a nice comp to him, and you see similarities in it, is a guy like Tyler Herro. Both have really elite touch, both are really good shooters, and they've struggled with opposing teams adding pressure on them when the ball is in their hand. So, I mean, yeah, I named a lot of Duke guys in that list of comps. And yeah, they know what they like. But I think Tyler Herro is a guy that you can look at and say, yeah, you have all of this amazing skill set with your shooting and your touch. But look what happened when Tyler Herro went to the lab and developed dribble moves to handle defensive pressure. And we're seeing with Anthony Simons when Ayo Dosunmu guarded him when they played the Bulls. Dealing with aggressive defensive pressure is difficult. But if he's dealing with it poorly in college, you have to talk about it in context of an NBA quality player. So I think that he's really good. I think that this is the first player that is a lottery guy when I recorded the podcast. Now, I'm loving to see Devin Carter being considered like in the late lottery, because when I first talked about him, he was like 46. But I think Jared McCain is going to be in that zone. So if the Blazers feel like the deficiencies in playmaking and height are worth it for his connectivity offensively and his shooting and his movement shooting, I'm totally fine with the Golden State pick being used to get Jared McCain. It's we talked about expected value in gambling earlier when I did the ad. I think 13, 14 is nice, is a nice EV bet for Jared McCain in the next level because of his spectacular abilities at shooting and being a movement shooter. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Complimentary Pieces. I don't know if it is a longer or a shorter one than normal, but I definitely wanted to get this out before the Duke Blue Devils play tomorrow in the Sweet 16. So again, thank you for listening. Thank you to everybody who listens to the main feed of the Holy Backboard podcast and gives all of this draft content a chance. I really appreciate you. I appreciate everybody that's checking it out on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, wherever you know, get the short version content of this. I appreciate all the views and all the comments. I appreciate all of it. Thank you so much for giving this a chance. The Blazers will get better. It's just a really bad right now with the quality of play and the coaching and all of the other stuff. But these draft picks don't have any experience with Chauncey Billups. They're pure. They're developing. It's really awesome to see all of these players play in March Madness. This is the legit March Madness is the best reality TV out there. And nothing can be as good as what we're seeing with all of these players playing in a competition. And I just want to thank everybody. Thank you for listening. Jared McCain, missing first.